Welcome to today, the Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swatner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Noon Lions Club President Gary Richardson about their participation in the Indianola Public Safety Open House. The Indianola Public Safety Departments, along with the Warren County Sheriff's Office, held a open house Thursday evening in conjunction with Fire Prevention Week. Lots of stuff going on that night. First of all, what was it like setting it up and working with the public safety departments as far as their association with Indianola Noon Lions?
The fire department's always been great to work with. We've partnered with them for over 50 years in doing a similar type open house, and they make it very easy for us to provide the grill, tables, and set up a lot of the things, and all we do is bring the hot dogs and associated things to grill and serve and make it very easy for us. So,
well, perfect. What's it like being able to show up and volunteer at an event like that, knowing that the community gets a chance to meet first responders and those public safety officers, and being a part of the Noon Lions as well, getting a chance to meet a lot of the public?
It's great to interact with those folks, particularly watching the kids and their eyes get big when they see the big pieces of equipment, and being able to actually get on a fire truck. And last night I actually witnessed a little kid, he must have been smaller than a kindergartner, holding a fire hose, squirting water. So that was a great experience for those kids like that. So.
Well, sometimes radio guys get big eyes when they see the big equipment, too. Those are still pretty exciting.
Yes.
For me. Talk a little bit about what it's like seeing the kids, like you mentioned with the fire hose, but it's also a chance for education put on by the fire department and Fire Prevention Week, seeing a chance for kids and families get a chance to kind of learn and have some fun.
Yeah, they had a couple of different stations. One was a house and showing escape routes and things like that for particularly with stairs and two-story houses and things like that. And then they had another one with a stop, drop, and roll situation. So teach kids about all kinds of things like that. And very interesting, very informative.
Well, I know there's more that goes on just other than the open house. There's some other things that the Noon Lions works with the fire department with. Tell us a little bit about some of the other things and just kind of your association with Indianola Public Safety.
Okay, yes. In the spring, usually Mother's Day weekend, we partner with them doing a similar thing, doing a pancake feed. And again, this is all, both of these events are to raise money for the fire department. And last time we did it, the pancake thing in the fall, in the spring, we raised a lot of money for that and had a great turnout. And it kind of depends on the weather. If it's lousy weather and there's no ball games or things like that, then we have a larger crowd than a nice sunny day like today. So,
well, tell us a little bit about raising the funds. How did Thursday go? Because I know it is just kind of that at-will donation for the hot dogs and
yes.
meals, but all that money goes towards the fire department?
Yes. It was about what we expected. We were in competition with the Budweiser Clydesdale out at Fairway, and so we think that cut down on the crowd a little bit, but still it was a good turnout and a lot of kids. And I think people stayed late. I think without having school the next day helped a lot, too, that kept the kids up and going. So.
Well, perfect. And one thing is, Indianola Noon Lions not only participates in this, but a lot of things around town, and you're always looking for new members. If someone was interested in either helping out or joining Noon Lions, tell us how they should go about doing that.
Yes, they can contact me. My phone number is 515-961-1927. We meet at Sports Page on the first and third Mondays of the month, of each month. And unless we have a holiday or something like that, it falls on a Monday, it seems like, with Labor Day and things like that. But first and third Mondays generally at noon.
Thanks to Gary Richardson for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.